Little kids are the public face of autism. Their appeal helping to win public understanding and educational support. At the age of 3, Zach Hamrick was admitted to this school for children with autism in Paramus, New Jersey, run by Bridget Taylor. Although it's a private school, the fees are mostly covered by public funds.
When Zach came to Alpine Learning Group 18 years ago, he had very limited language and couldn't follow directions. He was very difficult to engage socially. And, you know, here on the tape, what you see is I'm asking him questions, and he only knows answers to very few questions. And he can't really attend to our conversational interactions for long periods of time.
Can you jump?
But when children like Zach grow up, will there be public support for them as adults when they're no longer cute, harmless, and unthreatening? In 2 months, Zach will turn 21, and the federally subsidized education that has brought him this far will end.
What numbers are these?
5, 8, 4.
The mandate that made education available to all children regardless of disabilities expires at 21. Yet he'll need support for the rest of his life. Like many people with autism, Zach's life is a cruel paradox of impressive skills compromised by serious handicaps. In 2009, Zach completed New York's Nautica Triathlon in 3 hours and 14 minutes. He swam a mile in the Hudson River, biked for 25 miles, and ran for 6 in Central Park. Yet he was never more than a few feet from his father or his cousin, because Zach has no sense of dangers in traffic, and so can't go out on his own.
If we come to an intersection, he doesn't know what those cars are going to do when he needs to stop.
Yeah.
So he's dependent on my telling him.
Turn right. Zach, go turn left. Turn left again. Go fast. Go. Pass the car. Go. Right side. Go. 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 Pass it. Yeah.
And strangest of all, this expert biker doesn't understand about changing gears.
Do you want to make it easy?
Yeah.
Make it easy, Zach. All right. Now let's go.
Of course he feels it's easier, but it's not better. Easier is not necessarily better from his perspective. Hard is also good.
There you go. Good.
Zachary can't communicate well enough with people to explain himself or tell them what to do. So the signs on his helmet, in case he gets separated or I get hurt, in order to let people know that he is autistic.
Steve, who's an investment banker, has made a huge personal investment in Zach's physical development. Instead of words, they have a shared physical communion.
You like this song?
For hundreds of thousands of adolescents with autism about to become adults, there are very few programs available. For those desperate to find a solution, it is a public health crisis.
Well, estimates are about 700,000 to 800,000, kids are moving through this system, time is not on our side. These kids are aging at the same rate as all of us. Hey, Ilias. What are you having?
Peter Gerhardt is a nationally known expert on adolescents and adults with autism. He directs the program for teenagers at the McCartan School in New York.
He's happy, just finished lunch.
I like you too, that was really cool.
Gerhardt considers the disabilities education law basically a civil rights issue for children, but not, so far, for adults.
After the age of 21, there's very little. It's more we're going to provide services if we have the money and if you fit into this service. So more and more, we're seeing kids, graduate out of high school to nothing. They go onto waiting lists, they sit at home.
Gerhardt says there's a critical shortage of people who can work with adults with autism.
First of all, they need staff people who understand the needs of adults. They need trained people who can work with them. And in almost every state of the union, the credentials to work with adults with autism, high school diploma, driver's license, and a criminal background check.
And paid what?
And paid just above minimum wage, usually. Maybe $8, $10 an hour. It is not considered a career choice. Nobody goes into the field of adult services looking at it as a career.
Say, my duck is yellow.
My duck.
There are pockets of excellence throughout the country. And there are some very good adult programs out there, too. Unfortunately, they're just very, very, very few in numbers. When we look at the actual numbers that are coming through the system, it's very much like trying to use a turkey baster to drain a swimming pool.
Zach has many life skills.
Hello?
Zach still has lots of issues with understanding language and communicating. He can't be left for long periods of time by himself. So although he's made tremendous gains, Zach continues to require services.
At home with his mother Nancy in Mahwah, New Jersey, he makes his own lunch.
But unfortunately doesn't really understand danger. I think we had an incident not too long ago where accidentally something was left on the stove. When I came down, the house was filling with smoke. And Zach was sitting by the computer on his chair, spinning in a circle, slowly, not paying any attention at all to the smoke alarm, anything, just in his own little world.
Yet his own little world has many facets.
As you can see, this is Thomas the Tank Engine. Yeah, yeah. And he draws, tapes papers together and draws until he gets the desired length, colors it and cuts it out.
What age would he have been when he made this?
I'd say he was probably 7 or 8 yeah. when he did this.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Right out is there.
Zach's sister Skylar is close to him in age, only 17 months older, and very close emotionally. Now a junior in college, Skylar has always felt responsible for him.
Nice spear!
When you think about the future, Zach's future, what are your thoughts about it?
The future has always been scary since I was little. You know, who's going to take care of Zach? Am I going to take care of Zach? Is Zach going to move in with me and my family? You know, these are all questions with no answers.
Kill the beast! I won't let you do this!
You're not looking at this dust! Bring the old man!
Get your hands
Each member of the family has learned a different mode of communicating with Zach. Skylar's is through the music and movies that command so much of his waking mind. A current favorite, even obsession, is the movie Beauty and the Beast.
We're counting on your hush to lead the way.
The memorized dialogue serves in a touching way as the conversation they can't really have.
It's a beast. It's a dog. It's the cat ones.
We won't rest till he's good and deceased.
He picks it out and he washes it over and over and over and over again. And whether we like it or not, we end up having all of the lines memorized. It's really like it's the closest that we'll ever get to sitting as a family and having a roundtable discussion. It's the most interactive thing to do with Zach that I've found.
Her love for Zach makes Skylar worry about the risks he runs.
Something I worry about is people misunderstanding him because he looks normal. And he acts pretty normal most of the time. So I always worry, like, when he goes into the bathroom to use the urinal, he drops his pants down all the way. I'm afraid that one day someone's going to take that the wrong way. It's all of these little what-ifs. What if?
Missed it again?
Wait for me.
Peter Gerhardt feels the answer is more trained male teachers.
Ideally, he never should have been reinforced for doing that initially. Personally, I think it's because we are a field that most of our young educators are females and don't know how to use a urinal. I would like to use this opportunity to let them all know that we don't drop our pants to our ankles.
Gerhardt wants society to become as comfortable with the needs of adults with autism as it has with the physically disabled.
Because of the Americans with Disabilities Act, we've seen significant changes in our environment. We see handicapped parking spaces, and we see ramps into buildings, and we see handicapped bathroom stalls, and we see all these things that didn't exist, you know, 10, 15 years ago. As a society, we've gotten very comfortable with the idea of accommodations for people with physical disabilities. We now sort of get that. For people with neurological challenges, however, we're still at a loss about how to accommodate.
Zach has advanced enough to have a job.
What do you need?
At a nearby retirement community, he sorts and delivers the mail to residents.
Here are the keys, and let me get the mail.
Zach is paid for his work, but he needs and will always need constant support.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping us today.
In the form of a job coach.
You're welcome.
Almost finished?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Do you like the job?
Yes.
Do you find it easy or is it hard? Yet even this protected job for Zach expires with his 21st birthday, since his job coach is paid through public education funds.
Good job, keep it up.
That leaves his parents at present without answers. Black hole.
Black hole of fear.
Black hole of fear.
Well, there's not a whole lot of territory that's been charted thus far. We're kind of at the leading edge of a huge wave of individuals with autism. And there aren't a whole lot of services in place for adults. Zach's gonna need a place to live. We can't live forever, but I have no intention of dying until I know that he's safe and secure somewhere.
In the meantime, the family finds what comfort it can from the idiosyncrasies of Zach's mixed limitations and skills.
Would they get something?
And the uncanny relevance of these memorized words he's able to utter so clearly.
We don't like
what we don't understand. In fact, it scares us.
We don't like what we don't understand. In fact, it scares us.